Night Owl, at his heart, is just a kid. A little kid in a big world.
That's Christopher Denise, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Christopher Denise is a best-selling and award-winning author and illustrator. His previous picture books include Night Owl, Night Owl and Early Bird, Groundhog Day, and Firefly Hollow. He joins us to talk about his first Night Owl board book, Night Owl's Little Christmas. Christopher, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, this is your first board book, and it features characters that fans of Night Owl will know. So tell us about the story that you put in this board book.
Well, it really came from our fans, Dan. My editor, Christy Ottaviano, and I received so many letters from teachers, parents, librarians, and our favorite, of course, the youngest readers, you know, with questions about the world and questions about Night Owl and questions about what they're going to do. And it was really my editor, Christy, who said, you know, we really should think about those youngest readers. You know, maybe there's something that we can create specifically for them to introduce them to the world, to introduce them to Night Owl and Early Bird and all of their friends at the castle. And she also suggested that we make it a holiday book, which was so appealing to me because part of the fun of the holidays is the preparation and the thought that goes into it and all of the things. Of course, there are things in the book as well, like sledding and caroling and things like that and stories, but it was really the response. You know, we were reading the letters and I've been listening to students, Dan. I've been traveling over the last 2 years a great deal and meeting with students all over the country. And they have so many questions. And we thought this is a great opportunity to answer some of those questions, hint at new books, and develop a book that was really for that smallest, youngest, pre-reading even, sitting in your lap.
So for what age would you recommend the board book?
You could have a child as young as one, you know, because they're reading, they're listening, and all the way up to 4, 5, 6. I mean, it's really a book designed as an introduction to the world, as we mentioned, but also as, you know, maybe a nice little stocking stuffer for those readers that are Night Owl fans.
Would you read a small portion of the book to give us a taste of what you've presented here?
I'd be delighted. Night Owl and Early Bird are counting the days until Christmas. They are making cards and wrapping gifts. Owl likes to bake cookies. Early Bird likes to decorate them. And best of all, they like to share them. So you can see that the language in this book is crafted in such a way that it's very specific to those younger readers, but it could still be enjoyed by, you know, students, readers, librarians, anyone that have read the other Night Owl books as well.
And as you mentioned, this could be a nice stocking stuffer for those who are already familiar with the Night Owl series, but this is also an opportunity to introduce a new audience to the series.
Absolutely. You know, and we talk about that as well. Of course, you know, with picture books, they take some time to create and develop the story. And Christy and I are very careful about what we put together because our fans have invested so much in this world and these characters that we want to make sure that something that we produce something that's worth their attention and that's not going to disappoint. So we wanted this book to be that sort of perfect introduction into that world.
Well, now that you've created your first board book, do you see more board books in your future?
Absolutely. One of the nice things about board books is that they're slightly shorter projects as well. So in between the longer form picture books, which are usually about 48 pages, we can work on a board book project. And we can also make it holiday specific. You know, for in this case, it's Christmas. I would be surprised if we did not produce a Halloween book at some point because there are lots of great ideas for costumes, as the young readers have their ideas for costumes. So yeah, we'll continue with it as long as we feel that we have stories that are up to that caliber.
And then, of course, there's the picture book series. So what can you tell us about the continued adventures of Night Owl and Early Bird?
Well, Dan, when I was out visiting with students, they would always ask, what about the Little Dragons? What happened to the Little Dragons? Because they're astute visual readers. They see the characters and they want to know more about them. And, you know, as I work on this world that continues to expand in front of me, and I thought, geez, you know, what does happen with those little dragons? And so the board book gave me an opportunity to reintroduce them. And there are little dragons in this board book. And we had so much fun creating them and creating the artwork featuring those little dragons that I thought there's more of a story here. So I continued sketching the little dragons, and they will be featured in the next Night Owl full-length picture book.
What is it about the world you've created with Night Owl and Early Bird that still gets you excited and you want to continue telling their story?
I think it's because Night Owl at his heart is just a kid, a little kid in a big world. And this little kid, though, is creative and thoughtful and kind and figures out how to get by, or figures out how to achieve their dreams, and figures out how to maybe be a good friend. And those are the ideas that ultimately surface when I'm working on these books. And I think that those ideas, for me, are worth exploring.
This board book is Night Owl's Little Christmas, written and illustrated by Christopher Denise. Christopher, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me back. I really appreciate it. And I hope that all of you enjoy Night Owl's Little Christmas.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.